Mitch, a lot of our conversation is centered on your readiness. I'm curious, how would you assess your own readiness for the opportunity?
I feel like I'm ready. Obviously, we got a whole week of preparation to get ready for Monday night. I'm excited. I'm just going to take it day by day and just prepare as hard as I possibly can to for every single look and situation we could get on Monday. So I'm just going to be depending on my teammates a lot. And my job is to get the ball to the playmakers and just be a distributor and just manage the offense and do the best I can.
What examples of the growth and development have you sensed in practice to feel like you're ready for it?
I just from day one, managing the offense, and just really how my teammates have faith in me and how they kind of rally around me when I'm in there. They kind of see what I could do, throwing the ball, running around, creating plays, and just doing my job and staying within the offense, being myself, and just leading the team and just trying to be that spark for the offense, I guess.
Mitch, when did you find out that you were declared the starter, and who told you?
Sunday night, Coach Fox called me.
And what was that conversation?
It was a quick conversation. Coach Fox did most of the talking, per usual. So he just called me, and I was like, yes, sir, sounds good. I'll be ready to go. Big week of preparation. And like I said, he just did a lot of the talking, and it was done that way. So it was, I mean, yeah, we just talked. It was cool. And so just got to get ready to go now.
And then with Mike, what was that initial dialogue for you guys?
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about Mike throughout this whole process. Really from day one, he's taken me in. Accepted me and made me a part of the quarterback room, him and Mark both. And I've learned so much from him and just continually how he carries himself even throughout this situation as a professional and as a person. It just really says a lot about him and his character and what he means to this football team. And I wouldn't be where I'm at in my development without Mike or Mark. So I owe a lot to that quarterback room, and hopefully this just brings us even tighter because That's what we wanted to do.
What kind of vibe did you get from your teammates during your first practice as the starting quarterback for this team?
It was good. We know based on last week, we need to go back to work. So we got a lot to prove, and we got a lot we need to improve at. So we just came out there, went to work. There was a good sense of urgency, and just we just had a good mindset to go out there and execute every play, really get back to the basics, focus on us, and get better as a football team.
Since camp began, where have you felt your growth in your understanding of NFL defenses and processing that part of it?
I would say I've come a long way, just based on the different defenses we see. See a lot more odd front than I did in college, and that's something I had to learn a lot about. It's come a long way from learning protections and knowing when you're hot, when you need to change protection, and when the defense is rotation or false rotation and things of that matter. So I've learned a lot, and my quarterback coach, Coach Ragone, and Coach Dowell Loggins have helped me a lot, and Mike and Mark, again, have just been in my ear all the time, sitting down with me and able to teach me those things. So there's still a lot more to learn, but I've come a long way for sure.
What do you make of the attention paid your rookie year so far, and the fact everyone has sort of been waiting for this moment with the Bears fan?
I don't know. I don't really pay much attention to it, as I've said before, but I guess that's kind of the territory it comes with, being a high draft pick. But that's nothing I can control. I can only control how great of a teammate I am on a daily basis and what I could do for my teammates just as a leader and on the field and just bring this team closer together and help win football games. So that's what we're trying to do.
Sorry,
Mitch. No,
you're good. Obviously, Dallas is going to change the offense, but you guys – change the offense to do what you do. How have you seen that today? How have you seen teammates adjust to that?
Just going back to the basics a little bit, Mike is able to do a little more complex, intricate things within the offense, and then I'll do a little more basic things, but move the pocket a little bit more or just simple things that allow me to play to my strengths and move through progressions and make plays on my own. But, yeah, my job is all about being a leader in the field, in the huddle and at the line of scrimmage, and then just getting the ball to my playmakers because I got a lot of great teammates with a lot of talent. I just need to get them the ball and allow them to trust me to do my job.
Now that the scout team experiences behind you. How would you assess what that did for you over the last month?
It was an interesting experience. I've done it before in college, and you get out of it what you put in, and that's that could go for a lot in life. I mean, you can get better as much as you want to improve at it. So I attacked it like I did anything else I've been through, just try to get better every day, every single rep, and I think I did improve from it. You don't necessarily see big strides, but hopefully you could take a little thing here and there that can help you down the road. So I just attacked it like I did anything else, and I think it'll help me be a better quarterback in person.
Mitch, in your career, how have you handled pressure situations? You know, like Monday Night Football, making your debut, that's a big stage. How have you been able to manage those situations in your life growing up?
Yeah, for sure. My quarterback coach from high school, Coach Janiak, he actually told me one time, pressure is it only appears when you're not prepared for something. So that's kind of how I feel pressure. You only get nervous or feel pressure when you're not prepared for the situation or you don't know what you're doing. So my job is just study the game plan. And once I get in there, just go back to my instincts, play the game I know how to play. And I've been playing this game for a long time. So I'm going to go in there, be myself, and the pressure shouldn't be anything but what everyone else makes it out to be, because I just go out there and try to have fun.
You always have that, or was there something you had to go through in your life to teach you how to
I would say a little bit of both. I think you can, a lot of people have it, and then a lot of people can just develop it, and that's something I've had, probably just credit to my parents and a lot of the great coaches I've had throughout my life.
Mitchell, when you're watching these sport games and you're literally in the game, studying, learning, processing, what are you thinking in those games? Man, I could make this difference here, or I could specifically, you know, use my talents in this way. Were there any things that jumped out at you in that regard?
It's tough to say now. I mean, I'm always watching the game and visualizing what I would do. But Mike made a lot of great plays for us, and we just need to continue to improve as a team, I would say, and just continue to get better from there. But there's always things that, I mean, I visualize myself in there, and even if it wasn't a live rep, like I still have those visualizations of what I would do if I was in the game. So as much as you could do that, each player is different, and each player is going to play their own way, and I have my own type of game that I kind of bring to the table. So I'm just going to go in there and be best prepared I can and get the ball to the playmakers and be a leader.
What is that game that you bring to the table?
It's kind of a gunslinger mentality. Just be methodical, stay within the offense, be consistent, do my job, and then when things break down, able to make plays and, again, get the ball to my playmakers, because I'm not the best athlete on the field. There's other guys that do that. But when things break down, I can make something happen.
Our last chance to talk to you this week. What are your early impressions of the Vikings defense, both from a talent standpoint and the number of looks that they
finish? they're gonna bring us a bunch of different looks. Just from what I've seen, they're very good defense. Seems they're just about solid in every position. You don't see a lot of weaknesses, and you don't see a lot of busted coverages or missed assignments. So they're very disciplined in that. They're very well coached, and they got a lot of great players. So we just need to come in, do what we do well, and stay within ourselves and within the offense and take care of the football. So if we do that, I think we'll have a chance. But they're really good on the other side of the ball.
How does the way they use their inside linebackers in the center affect pre-snap setup and what you can do?
Yeah, we'll have a certain game plan for that going into the week, and it'll be my job to study it. And then whatever we decide to do as an offense, it'll be my job to make sure we're in the right look or right protection or right run call for whatever we got going that time. So they're kind of known for that look. They haven't showed it as much this season because I think other teams are kind of expecting it from them now, so they're showing other looks. But when they do show that, we'll have an answer for it, and we just need to get to that. But just got to be ready for as many things as they can throw at us, and that's what we'll try to do.
When Ryan talked to us about that Stanford game and how you kind of were able to battle back from adversity after Coltex, adversity is going to happen, obviously, for the rookie. How have you kind of learned in your career to respond from that and not let it kind of spiral?
Yeah, it's very important, and that goes not for sports, but life in general, and adversity is going to happen. And just from, like, what I've studied and other players I've looked at, a lot of the great ones, they're able to just put bad plays behind them very quickly, and it's all about how are you going to make the next play for your team? because there's nothing you can do about it now. It's in the past. It's adversity. So you just got to overcome it as fast as possible. And the more mentally stronger you are, the quicker you're able to get past that and just create plays for your team. So you just can't get down. You can't show your teammates that it bothers you. And you just got to handle it and move forward and take care of business from there.
And last question on the back. One question here. Quarterbacks are expected to do a lot last few years in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Last weekend in Deshaun in Houston. I mean, do you get encouraged by that kind of thing? Does it put pressure on you now as a young guy? You know, you see all these other young guys doing well. How does that factor into
It doesn't put pressure on me. I mean, everyone has a different game and everyone has a different situation. That didn't surprise me at all because I know what kind of player and person Deshaun is. The big stage isn't going to faze him or myself. And so we're in this new era where young quarterbacks are expected to come in and produce right away like veterans have. So it's a little bit different, but I just think the type of people and players there are coming out, they're able to handle it. So that doesn't surprise me he's having the success he has because I know what kind of guy he is, and he's a great player.
Thanks, everybody.
Are you physically feeling great, young, fresh, nothing hurts, ready to go?
Yep, haven't gotten hit. Feel good.
Thanks, man. Thanks, man.